I'm going to ask each of you essentially to tell us where you are at this moment with the issues that have happened on September 11th. And we will begin with John Polanyi.
Well, thank you. Good evening. I barely know where I am, so having just got off a plane from Italy, and I'll explain why in a moment. But I wanted to just use my 5 minutes to make 2.5 minutes of general comments on the situation today, a week or so after that tragic attack, and then say something which will relate to the reason I was in Italy. The general remarks. I will begin by adapting a Latin tag which reads a bit like this: to whom they seek to destroy, the gods grant their wish. Well, the terrorists wanted America's attention. They got it. They wanted America to suffer as others in other parts of the globe have done. They succeeded. As a consequence, America has joined the world in vigorous opposition to terrorism. That has set the United States, for the present at least, on the course of real consultation with other countries, cooperation, and commitment to a rule-based world. The talk in high policy circles, so far as I can glean it, is of caution, of diplomacy, of economic pressure, not military action, and of the long haul, not the quick fix. Terrorism is to be rejected everywhere, beginning, one hopes, with the Middle East. And its origins must be addressed. On that question, we have barely begun to think. It's something we may want to discuss this evening. There's one wish of the terrorists, however, that, from what I've just said, clearly must be denied, and that is their desire for martyrdom in a rain of missiles that would leave them stronger and would swell their ranks. Miraculously, I think, and in part because of international calls for restraint, this sort of military attack has been denied the terrorists, and it's vital that this continue to be the case. Well, now for the personal reflections, another 2.5 minutes if they exist. In the days just prior to the fateful September 11th, I was at a meeting in Como in Italy on the subject of the U.S. proposal for national missile defense, something that I think many people in this hall know about, and which I think we can now start to see in a new light because of the events of a week ago. The participants in this conference included people who had been involved in negotiating the 1972 ABM Treaty, and Bob McNamara, who sat with Kennedy throughout the Cuban Missile Crisis, people who had experience much more than I. What we were there to discuss is something you know about, a proposal for concentric rings of defenses against missiles, which are proposed to be erected around North America. And this proposal, in my view, it may not come as a surprise to you, is a proposal for a Maginot Line in the sky. It would provide the dangerous illusion of defense, and there were more things that were wrong with it. The consultations which were taking place were not genuine consultations. The action was to be taken unilaterally as a U.S. initiative. Finally, it would have required the abrogation of a 30-year-old major arms control treaty. And what I, in my presentation at this conference, was saying was that though these high-tech armaments were supposed to be defensive in nature, they were still armaments, and they would cause the building of further arms to counter them. And this spread of numbers of weapons of mass destruction is the thing that most of all I was saying, and not knowing that September the 11th was coming, that we must fear. It poses the greatest threat to global security imaginable, since it will put these weapons, and by that I mean nuclear weapons, biological weapons, chemical weapons, weapons of mass destruction, in the hands of terrorists who cannot be deterred. Well, I was a week late coming back because of the consequences of merely conventional terrorism. I was heartened, though, last night on arrival here to turn on my television set and to hear President Bush say on television that his first priority is what he still would call a war, but it's a war in which, and I quote him, no battle lines can be drawn. Well, that's a dramatic change from the dream he had for American security 10 days ago, a security in which the battle line was to be a medieval fortress built around the perimeter of North America. What he is describing today is the real world of contemporary security, which rests on not fortresses, but agreed rules of conduct called laws, and a willingness to be bound by them oneself. He deserves every possible support in elaborating that vision, because it's vital that he holds to it. Thank you.